Inside Wirtschaft, der Podcast mit Manuel Koch.
2020 started with a crazy roller coaster ride at the markets. What will 2021 bring to the table? Is it another good year for the markets, or will we see more challenges? This is the IG Trading Talk, and I'm Manuel Koch. And joining me now are Salah Iddine Boumidi. He's the head of markets at IG. And the legendary Einstein of Wall Street, Peter Tuckman, over 35 years on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. And he is actually today on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. Guys, so good to see you.
Thank you so much.
Peter, I already said 2020 was a roller coaster year, crazy year, of course, because of Corona. What do you think about 2021? Will the markets be successful? What can investors do?
So first of all, I just wanted to say it's such a pleasure for me to be able to do live from the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. And I really want to pass on a message of hope going forward for everyone who's struggling for the virus, for the economy and the markets, for sure. All that being said, I think we saw that 2020 was one of the most challenging years in history, economically, health-wise, with the virus and with the markets, for sure. Right. We saw volatility that was unmatched, for sure. We saw sectors of stocks going up and down while we watched the reopening story, closing story, vaccine story, as we spoke over the last number of weeks, volatility, virus and vaccine. So let's look towards 2021. Here in the United States, I think we've got challenges. You know, we are seeing markets trade at record highs, which is incredible, no matter what. You know, we've got a stimulus package on the table that we are hoping that will pass, although it's running into some obstacles once again. So 2021, we have a new administration coming into the United States, one that is hopefully, with along with the vaccine, will get the consumer in a state of health and well-being, number one. Yet we do see incredible challenges globally. The United States is at record highs in the virus. This is not going away, right? We've seen the holidays pass before us, and that's causing a spike, I guess, worldwide. We're seeing a mutation coming out of England. So, you know, our president gave a speech last week saying that the darkest days were still ahead of us. And I think that's something we need to talk about, how all this relates to the market. It's curious, you know, we have sort of tossed around the idea, the three of us, over the last year of how is it possible with an incredibly challenging global economic situation that the markets are still trading in their highs. And Salah has often said that the market is a forward-looking entity, so that we are pricing in the reopening and the level of normalcy. And I believe when that happens, I don't know when it will, but when it does, I think this market is just going to go so much higher. It's incredible. Can you imagine once we get a handle on the virus and the vaccine, and people are able to travel, right? You know, we have to realize we've all worldwide, right? As I've said before, there's not a soul on earth who has not had their life incredibly affected from isolation, from disease, from death over the last year. So once we're able to get a handle on this, people are able to get on planes again and go to the movies again and go to restaurants, hospitality industry, the gaming industry, travel. I mean, you know, and markets at record highs now. This market is going to go through the roof. So that's the exciting part of it. Before that happens, I think we may have a challenging 6 months.
Peter, this hope, I share it with you definitely. But I have also some negative aspects that I see. COVID mutation, we are heading from lockdown to lockdown. A lot of small, medium enterprises, they're going to be shut down forever. They will not come back and go to the cinema, fly around, having some vacation, what we think. So even if we will have a stimulus package, I don't know who will help all these people that have been working as hell every day, every year, working, doing everything. And then this year comes up, and nobody is supporting them, or they need to shut down their companies or their enterprises. They're going to be unemployed. They can't to pay their rents. So this is something, if the clouds go out in 2021, And even if we have vaccines, we have stimulus packages, markets are going higher, what will happen with our realities in the reality? And I'm concerning about some social conflicts, maybe. What can happen in 2021 besides only of S&P 500, Dow Jones, and NASDAQ 100?
I'm glad you brought that up, because that's deeply, deeply one of my biggest concerns. So while we've seen this year and we've been in that sort of state of triage, right? When crisis and disaster happens, the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, as we experience this as a society, we are really focused on just trying to hunker down, isolate, and get through it. So when will, as we've often talked about, will the market catch up with the economy? Meaning that we're finally going to focus on the fact that small business may never open again, that we are now in a lockdown in the United States where restaurants that have been struggling have done everything in their power to try and stay open and create that lifeline for their employees and their people are once again being closed down. And what people are saying is these businesses may never open up again. So the cycle of the economy, if all of this reality happens, right, over the first two quarters, yes, what I did mention before is it's a far off dream that we will have some level of normalcy. I don't see it happening for at least a year. So that reality, will it actually take effect in the market? Yes, perhaps or not. But the bottom line is, and I appreciate you brought this up, because there people are struggling around the world. People are in lockdown. Small business is at risk. And you know that small business is the lifeblood of our economies. And we are seeing record deaths, record hospitalizations. We are seeing the infrastructure of the healthcare system starting to crumble. So as I said, the president said the darkest days are still ahead of us. We have major, insane challenges. And once these businesses actually decide, you know, we see it with unemployment numbers, right? Unemployment numbers have been spiking higher. And then you always see the adjustment of people who have just given up and stopped looking for jobs. So the reality of those numbers are way grander than we know. Then you have small businesses that have closed, reopened, closed, will probably never open again because they don't have the lifeline necessary. A stimulus package is really like, you know, it's like is throwing a penny into the ocean. Really, these people have been without any money for months and months. Businesses have had no lifeline and they're reshutting down. There's a $600 check, a $2,000 check, one time with a few extended unemployment checks going further, going to make all the difference? Absolutely not. Are people are eating away at their savings? For sure. Are there no jobs for them to go back to? Absolutely. So this is really going to start eating away at the structure of our economies. And that is a major problem, right? Markets will do what they're going to do. They're forward thinking. That's like throwing gasoline on a fire. We've seen the markets have completely bifurcated from the reality that we are all living. We're in lockdown, isolation, record deaths, yet the markets are going higher and higher and higher. That's the reality of it. But I don't think we've seen the deep implications of what a broken economy and a broken society and a broken healthcare system and deaths all over the place is going to wreak on the world. And I agree with you. I think there'll be social strife for sure.
Do you think taxes will come into discussion again, increase of taxation for corporate taxes or income taxes?
You know what my gut is, look, historically, the Democratic Party have been people who raise taxes. The Republicans are ones that lower it. We've seen more regulation under the Democratic administrations and less under the Republican. My gut is that you have to realize we have a new administration coming into power on January 20th. We don't even know what the next 20 days are going to look like, as we see Mr. Trump is sort of really shaking the tree quite a bit. But it's not going to be enough to really do what it needs to do. I don't think Mr. Biden has a challenge ahead of him that is unmatched, right? Let's go back to World War I, World War II. We've seen crisis. We've seen histories. We've seen suffering like we're seeing now at different stages, not us, but our ancestors, right? And the bottom line is, I don't think Mr. Biden is going to, he's got really one shot at making this right. So I don't think that he's going to do anything to disrupt any recovery that we can sink our teeth into. So, you know what? Look, we've also got a question we won't know till January 5th about the state of the Senate, right? If the Senate goes Democratic, you may have more erring on raising taxes a year and change down the road, because that's normal, the Democratic posture. But we still don't know that yet. If the Republicans take control of the Senate, we surely won't have any raising of taxes. So, but I don't think that Mr. Biden is going to do anything, right, except focus on getting us healthy, focus on recovery, focus on a lifeline for small business, right, and not worry about taxes. That tax raise, it's more be like a tax adjustment, if that's going to be the case. But I don't believe he will do anything in the near future to disrupt any recovery that we can hope for.
Hearing you talking about the politics and markets, what are the opportunities for next year? Which sectors are interesting? Are still like the tech sectors or vaccine producers? What do you think? Where are the opportunities for investors?
My question is, so as far as the pharmaceutical companies go, I'm not sure. I haven't really looked into the crannies of the business model around making of the vaccine. But my gut is that it's not going to be a long-term money-making proposition. So I don't think that's really, while we're seeing it as from a trader's point of view, there's opportunity when the news comes out, the vaccine's good, bad, whatnot, the logistics of it being disseminated into the population, those are positive things. We've seen Moderna go from 30 to 150, right? So there are different sectors that are shelter-in-place sectors that are positive. Peloton went from 30 to 150. Yesterday, they just bought out a company, Precor. So there is growth. There are mergers and acquisitions. There is a hot and robust IPO market, right? So there's money being put to work. People are at home, right? Those people with money are making money, right? And that's what's really fueling a lot of this market, on top of the stimulus and the fact that the Federal Reserve promised $120 billion buyback, and they said they would backstop any kind of a breakdown in the markets, even though it's not benefiting the recovery of the economy at the moment. But it's hard to know net. Look, Salah always says this. Historically, markets go up. That's the nature of the beast. So as an investor, one just needs to stay in where they are. They may have to reallocate their money. Tech is at record highs. Is it going to pull back? Yes, perhaps. But I think net, that's going forward and upward. Obviously, we're going to look at stocks that are pandemic friendly, which have been incredibly volatile. Some of them are great trading stocks, right, instruments, and some of them are great investing instruments, the Zooms of the world, video chatting. That's something probably for the future. As we said, and Salah really brought up a point, is it's going to be a long time before we have levels of normalcy. Will people be going back to their offices? Will people be going to the movies and getting on planes? So that is, last week, everyone was hopeful. We got a vaccine. Oh, and the airline stocks rallied double digits. And then suddenly we have the mutation coming out of England and they got decimated, right? So the volatility is there and it's here to stay, right? So sectors long term, it's really hard to know where to put your money to work, except in broader indices, in my opinion, as we talk about. Digital currency seems to be the flavor of the moment. I know Salah is a fan of Bitcoin and things like that. We've seen that breakout above 20,000. 20,000 is long gone at this point. We're trading at 23,000 and change. We've got a headwind now that Ripple apparently is being, is going up against the SEC. Will that fracture the whole digital currency world? I don't think so, but it definitely may put a cramp. And it's obviously having no effect on Bitcoin today, because the stock has rallied quite nicely. So that may be an opportunity going forward. Look at the Teslas of the world, look at the electronic, in answer to your question, and I know I'm sort of flailing on this one, is that within the Biden administration, there will be more friendly stocks towards sustainable companies, the electric car market, obviously some technology things. So, I think that answers it. What do you think, Salah?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I see, of course, this cycle stocks, the stocks that are really in the market, in reality, working with business models that are on ground, let us say like this, they could pick up, of course, and we will see a consolidation on the market. Speaking as a value investor, kind of, taking the leaders, the leadership will, they will lead in the future as well. So we will see, of course, in the air freight sector, in pharmaceuticals, in the automotive industry, that there will come up some new leaders, but we don't know when this reversal will happen. So when vaccine, economy, stimulus packages, people will be back on work and have a, and reduce this uncertainty, if we will see that, maybe in this new coming year, we could see a more accelerated process, gaining more value and growth, specifically that companies that have been forgotten in the S&P 500. We have 500 stocks there. Not all these 500 stocks have been growing like what we have seen in the market. So this was just five stocks from 500. What will happen with this other 459 stocks? Yeah, we have so many possibilities over there, but we need to have the time. Timing was never the best friend of a trader. So you don't need to be the best timer. You need to be good in risk and money management and to set your story and strategy into a real game.
I agree with you. I think that's really going to be the curation of one's portfolio will be a real microcosm, right? It's not, you know, yes. If you're a young person and you're an investor and you're looking 20 years down the road, the markets will go up. That's just the nature of the way they do. But I would think as a hands-on, high wealth investor in this market coming into 2021, they're going to be some, you're going to need to be nimble and freestyle. You know, I recently spoke to an interesting hedge fund who talked to me about what they did in March. And there were people who suddenly were caught off guard by the huge sell-off. And some people were forced to liquidate. Some people had margin calls, right? And then there were some people who actually were quick on the trigger and they rotated out and got into things that were going to, that they were going to, they did their homework, right? This is a learning game. We are students of the financial markets. And this has been one of the greatest, this has been Finance 101, the year 2020, for all of us, right? To think, where is value in on March 23rd, 2020? Where do you want to be? Are you willing to just take your nuts and go home for a while? And it may take years for your investment to get back to even. We saw that happen in 07, 08. There were people who did not sell. There were people who did not rotate out. And it took them many, many years to get back to even, right? Mr. Cramer always even wrote a book about that, back to even. And then there were some who were nimble and they flipped out of things. They said, okay, I'm going to get out here and I'm going to get into the e-commerce and I'm getting into the video chatting and I'm going to get into the PayPals, right? And I'm going to get into the Pelotons and I'm going to get into the Wayfairs and whatnot, right? And they were able to produce for their clients double-digit gains in 2020. So I think every day is fascinating here. That's why I'm so excited to be back on the floor. And when we talk, it's always just gives me, you know, fruit for thought in every possible way, because there is opportunity. But that opportunity is changing on a daily basis as this story evolves. And that's not, there's no, we're not closing. Look, we closed the book on 2020. We reopened it on 2021. 2020 is still right in our rearview mirror. Right? All of the challenges are still right behind us. So I don't think anything's going to change from that point of view. We have to be hands-on. We have to really focus. We need to be nimble, right? We need to do our homework. We need to learn how to trade these markets. You know, any of Manuel's audience and our audience are young traders, as we saw a huge increase, 84% as per TD Ameritrade and the Robinhoods and the Charlie Schwabs, who are young retail traders getting into this market. Look, if you don't know fundamentals and technical analysis, which you and I and Manuel are big proponents are, you've gotten tossed around. As long as markets are going up, you look like, you know, you're a genius. You look like you're Einstein, like me. But when anything changes, if you haven't done your homework, if you're buying stocks on headlines and news and tweets, you're liable to get blown up. So I beg people to err on the side of caution, do your homework, and look for opportunity.
And one more thing I wanted to say, last week was your birthday, so happy birthday. All the best for you, Peter.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I love you both. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And we look forward to a great year, the three of us, 2021, a couple of times a month to go over the markets. And I hope everyone stay tuned.
Yeah, and the next year is the year of education for everybody who wants to launch in trading, improve his trading skills, getting involved with the markets. You are absolutely welcome with us.
Correct. You're in the right place.
Yeah, thank you, guys. This was Salah Edine Boumidi, the head of markets at IG, and Peter Tuckman, the legendary Einstein of Wall Street. Guys, thank you so much, and happy holidays.
Thank you, Manuel and Peter.
Good. Be safe.
And guys, thank you for watching. This was the IG Trading Talk. More information on IG.com. Have a good time and see you next year.